This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon. This is Earth Matters on the Bigger Picture, and I'm Julia Jacobs. Trash Hero is a grassroots organization whose mission it is to bring communities together to clean and reduce waste. The KL chapter of this growing global movement, Trash Hero Kuala Lumpur, has been doing just that by collecting trash and removing existing waste, while also aiming to create sustainable, community-based projects that will reduce future waste and also to inspire long-term behavior. Joining me now to tell me more is Amy Popovich. She is the founder of Trash Hero Kuala Lumpur. Welcome, Amy. How are you today?
I'm very good. Thank you for having me.
It's a pleasure. So, Amy, you are not from Malaysia. I mean, just tell me a little bit about yourself. You know, how did you end up in our sunny capital city?
I'm from the United States, and I have worked overseas with my husband for the last 16 years. Mm-hmm. We've been in Egypt and Romania and Poland and had moved to Kuala Lumpur last year.
Okay, so the Trash Hero movement, I mean, this is a global movement. Maybe you could tell me a little bit about that. You know, who's the brains behind the global movement? Who actually started it?
Yeah, his name is Roman Peter, and he's Swiss, and he was living and working in Thailand at the time, and he had some like-minded friends and thought, gosh, we need to do something about some of the plastic pollution that was kind of contaminating the beaches in Thailand. Mm-hmm. And so he started with a few friends and decided to just do some pickups. And I think after a while realized just picking up is not enough. So yeah. They also have started some other programs, bottles and bags program. So they have sold Trash Hero bottles. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Thailand, and just to reduce some of the plastic bottle waste that they found in the various locations. And I think the movement has been kind of contagious. It's in, gosh, I forgot how many countries, but there are 52 different active chapters right now.
Wow.
Thailand, Malaysia, Myanmar, Indonesia, Singapore, and I think it's growing. There's one in the U.S. now, and I just saw on Facebook that there was one starting in Africa.
Wow, wonderful.
Yeah.
And, you know, one of the group's main aims is actually to make trash heroes of us all, you know, and that everyone can actually be a trash hero. But what exactly is this? What is a trash hero?
That's a good question. I think anyone who tries to reduce waste in some way or the other can be, you know, call themselves a hero. So simple things like when you go to the grocery store, bring your own bags. Mm-hmm. Say no to the straw.
Yes.
And any of the composting your own food in your kitchen. So having a little compost bin in your kitchen. And then reminding people to recycle.
Mm-hmm. I guess it's all sort of like the fundamentals of like the zero waste movement, right? You know, to reduce, to refuse, to reuse, you know, or to compost, as you said. So it's getting those principles where we can just reduce as much waste as possible, isn't it?
Right, because even if we throw it in the bin, it doesn't go away. Yeah. So the single-use plastics don't disappear. They go to landfill and they become somebody else's problem.
Exactly. And I mean, that's what we're seeing. You know, our oceans are filled with plastics and microplastics, you know, is entering the food systems. The fish are eating it. We are eating the fish. You know, it's just a terrible, terrible, you know, cycle of disaster that's happening, which, you know, we're not doing much about.
Yeah. And by doing this, it's so, I'm quite kind of amazed by how much we see every week. We think, okay, we'll clean this up and we won't see it again. But certain things keep turning up over and over again.
Oh,
the plastic
gosh.
Straws being one of them, the plastic bags, the drink containers, the takeaway drink containers with the plastic bag and the straw inside of them.
Yes.
We see those all of the time.
Oh God, that's really, and it's so unnecessary, isn't it? But okay, but before we get into that, I mean, tell me how you got Trash Hero Kuala Lumpur started. You know, what kind of inspired you to get it started in, well, you know, in a country that's not a place that you actually grew up in?
Yeah, I had taken a trip to Cheriting in August.
Mm-hmm, yep.
My daughters had released the little turtles out onto the beach.
Oh, and, of course, yes.
And so as we were walking along the beach in Cheriting, there was this kind of turtle structure
okay.
And made out of, I don't know what, wood or bamboo or something. And inside the belly of this turtle structure was a bunch of trash and plastic trash.
Oh.
And it had a Trash Hero Cheriting sign on it.
Okay.
And I thought, gosh, that's interesting. So of course I Googled it.
Mm-hmm.
And I found out more about the organization and I thought surely there should be one of those in KL or in Port Dickson. And since I'm working with the school, I thought, gosh, what a great opportunity for students. Mm-hmm. And there wasn't one. So I said, oh, well, I can do that. So I just started with some of my colleagues and friends around. There's a walking path around the KDE golf course. Mm-hmm. And sometimes we saw a lot of plastic bottles and things. And I thought, well, gosh, we can clean up there. I can do it in my own backyard. So that's where we started. And as we kept going and we started the Facebook page, people have been writing us and saying, well, how about this location? Or maybe we should do this location. And so that's how it started. But we're relatively new. The Trash Hero Global movement had been going on since 2013. And so we just started in November. I think it was November 2nd was our first pickup.
Okay. All right. November. So that's almost 6 months almost.
Yes.
And who are the members of the KL chapter? I mean, you mentioned students and some friends, but is that kind of growing to, like, you know, other people who weren't quite in your circle of friends as well?
Yeah. So every week, I never know who's going to show up. So we've had some local people show up. We've had students from the German school show up. Mm-hmm. We still have a lot of ISKL colleagues and parents that show up along with their children. Mm-hmm. This weekend, we're doing a trash cleanup and we have kindly asked our baseball team to come and help out. So hopefully we have about 15 to 20 kids show up to help out and pick up an area. We are building a brand new campus. And so we're trying to be good community members and cleaning up the area where our new campus is as well.
Okay. And I was going to ask you, how do you actually organize yourself? You know, like, how do you decide on a place that, you know, you are going to go and clean up?
Yeah, so far it has been one, it's been close to our house, so we can dispose of the garbage that we find, mm-hmm. And recycle the things that we can find. And, you know, with only my vehicle as the transport, that we try to keep it close to our house.
Okay.
And I personally like to go back to the same location over and over again so people can see us and they recognize us. And now we have some local people that have cheered for us. And there's a couple of the cleaning staff at Tom and Tosic who kind of look forward to seeing us. And so we have some interesting people show up. A couple weekends ago, I had probably a 10-year-old young man who showed up and said, hey, can I watch you? And I said, yeah, do you want to help? And he jumped in. And as we got to talking, he's has been living in Malaysia for about 5 years. He's an Iraqi refugee. And so I just got a message this week from his family saying, oh, we're going to come back and we'll join you this weekend too.
Oh, that's wonderful. I mean, that's the kind of, you know, response that you hope to get, right? Just by doing, you know, the simple thing that you're doing, which is picking up trash.
Right. And I feel for me, since I'm not Malaysian, and it's been a good community outreach and getting to know my community a lot better.
Okay. And I think, I mean, because I found you guys through Facebook as well, your Facebook page, and I noticed that you put up like how many cleanups you've done and, you know, how much trash you've actually collected. So, you know, what's the most current figure at the moment?
Yes. So I am a math teacher, so I love the data. And Trash Hero World does collect all the data, so they encourage us to keep stats. Mm-hmm. So currently we've had 103 adults, 67 students, and we've cleaned up 928 kilograms of garbage around the area.
Wow. And that's just in like how many months, isn't it?
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, gosh. And, you know, I'm interested that you mentioned that you keep going back to the same places as well just to kind of monitor, right? And do you keep seeing the trash reappearing?
Around the KDE loop, yeah. Our first pickup, I think we had 13 bags of garbage. And and now when somebody went... So there was a small group that went around a couple weeks ago and they only got a few bags. So we've noticed that, okay, people are responding. I know, there's a few security guys at the end of our street, mm-hmm. who, when they see me drive by now, say, oh, I have plastic for you. So they, instead of throwing it out, and they've been saving it 'cause they know I recycle it.
Okay. And so you yourself, you go to the recycling centers, you help actually do all that recycling for people.
Yeah. So through our school, we have a couple people that pick up recycling at our school. And so every month we have a Saturday community recycling event. And so our kids collect from our ISKL community, they collect bottles and plastic and aluminum. Mm-hmm. So I saved some of that to give it to the to that group because they make a tiny bit of money on that, and then the rest our school sends for recycling elsewhere.
Okay. But I mean, recycling is all well and good, right? But I remember I've spoken to so many zero waste advocates and they say the first rule should actually be to refuse, you know, to stop using plastic, to actually reduce the amount of waste that we generate. So, I mean, is that something also that, you know, the whole Trash Hero movement is advocating for, you know, to reduce waste long term?
Absolutely. Because because if we did that, I wouldn't have to get up every Saturday.
And pick up other people's dirt. Yeah.
Yeah. So, of course, you know, I think with the cleanups, I certainly have become more aware of what I use and how much plastic is just everywhere in our lives. Like, you walk into a grocery store and fruit and vegetables are covered in plastic.
Yeah. And then so, you put it in a plastic to take it home.
Right. And then you put it in a plastic bag to take it home, or yeah. You know, you go to a McDonald's and you get a couple drinks with plastic straws and then they put it in a plastic bag so you can take it home. So
yeah. It's insane, actually. Yeah.
Right. So, of course, we're trying to eliminate and make people reduce their dependence on single use plastics. Mm-hmm. It's a process.
It's not.
So ingrained in everything that we use. So.
Yeah, and I know I'm very guilty of doing things like ordering things online, you know, thinking like, okay, I've got no time to go shopping, I'll just order it online. And then when the package comes and the amount of packaging that's on it, you know, there's the box, there's the plastic covering the product, there's the stuff that's, you know, buffering the product from, you know, shock or whatever. It's just so much and I feel very bad about it. But yeah, again, even as a producer of this show, I'm still making mistakes like that.
Well, I don't think we can be perfect, right? Yeah, there's you walk into the grocery store and there's no way you can be perfect, but there are certain organizations that are striving to do better. And I just visited the Hive, the zero waste store.
Yes,
recently.
Of course, by Claire, yes.
So I think trying to be aware of it and make baby steps certainly is a step in the right direction.
Mm-hmm. And what are, you know, like Trash Hero KL, you know, are you hoping to grow even larger? Are you hoping for more volunteers? You know, what is it that, you know, you would hope for?
Yeah, I would certainly hope for more volunteers. We would hope, you know, KL is a huge city, so anyone else who wants to start a section of Trash Hero KL, if they want to do it in a different region of the city, I think, you know, that would be amazing. Mm-hmm. I would love to see refill stations for water bottles, so you don't have to buy the single-use water bottles. So I know in certain, I know there's in Bali, they do refill stations and there's an app for refills. Yeah. And so I would love to see that in KL because sometimes I'm out with my children, I forget my water bottle or I have my water bottle, but I don't know where to refill it at. So I have to buy a plastic water bottle to fill up my water bottle. So I would love to see that in KL.
Yeah, because there's very few of that. I've only seen it in like maybe one or two parks, you know, like, you know, more newer developments. I've seen those sorts of things. But yeah, it's very hard to find. You're right.
Right.
And it's such a simple thing, right? Water.
Exactly. Clean, safe drinking water, yes. And I know that drinking water in Malaysia is quality, right?
Yes,
so we
it is,
should
yeah.
be able to, you know, get away from those single-use plastic water bottles.
And it's not just water bottles, there's a little cup, you know, those water in cups that come, you know, which you see at functions and things like that. They're just, it's quite ridiculous amount of plastic that we're using. But how can people get in touch with you? Let's say anyone who's listening now, you know, they're interested to start their own one. Maybe let's say where I'm working now in Bandar Utama. You know, could they get in touch with you just to kind of get some pointers and stuff like that?
Absolutely. There's some amazing people that are working with Trash Hero. Trash Hero Langkawi has been going strong for probably about 2 years. Mm-hmm. So she's a wealth of knowledge. And so I've written her a couple times about like, okay, what do I do about this? How do I get this moving? And, so she's been a huge, help. Trash Hero Borneo has been going on for a long time. And so, I've asked for help from those people. And of course you can contact us on Facebook. It's Trash Hero KL on Facebook. And yeah, I'd be happy to help and just give suggestions on what you can do to get started. It's really easy. Literally walk outside. Sometimes I've walked outside just with myself and my two kids and we've picked up in our area and we've collected the data for it. And sometimes we've had 25 people to come help us. So
Okay, and I think because I remember reading in the Trash Hero website, you know, the global one, the website, they said that, you know, even if you see wherever you are, if you're just walking, you're on the beach, for example, you see some rubbish, just pick it up. You know, don't expect someone else to do it because you never know if that's going to happen, right? So I guess it's just that initiative to just do it. Just you see trash, pick it up.
Exactly, right? You start in your own backyard and it's really easy when you're out on the beach. And that's what I noticed last year. I would just go for a walk on the beach and enjoy the amazing views here. And I'm like, oh, okay, well, I'll pick this up and I'll pick this up and I'll pick this up. So it's super simple to get started. I just have to say the ISKL community has been amazing and they've been super supportive and super helpful. So I just have to thank them.
Okay, no, and it's wonderful to hear that, you know, especially, you know, getting them young. I think that's something that I feel very strongly about, getting the younger generation and the kids to, you know, support and to help out. And it's wonderful that you guys are doing this at your school.
Yes, it is wonderful. And it's nice that we've had so many parents and kids kind of jump on and decide to help out.
Okay, and there's no sort of age limit, is there, you know, to anyone who wants to just come along and help out?
There's no age limit, but for the little ones, we do encourage a lot of bug spray. We get bitten by a few mosquitoes.
I can imagine.
And sometimes some log pants and definitely a good sense of humor because sometimes there's some pretty nasty stuff that we pick up.
I would like to know what those nasty stuff is, you know, just so people know the kind of rubbish that they are letting out, if you wouldn't mind telling us.
Yeah, so dirty diapers are not my favorite.
Oh, good God.
Those are probably the worst. The dirty diapers and the takeaway that has containers that have been sitting with food for a long time.
Yeah. So just chucked. Okay.
All yeah. Right. We've had a Barbie doll that has been impaled by nails, some strange things. So
oh
really strange things.
Oh my God. This is like almost like an anthropological study into some.
So in 100 years from now, people are going to pick up all this plastic stuff and say, what in the world did this people do with that?
Okay. All right. And I guess, you know, once you have actually collected it and everything, and then you also, like you mentioned, you put it in the recycling center. So, I mean, do you also hope more people will start recycling more and, you know, finding out, informing themselves, you know, where are recycling centers that they can head to?
Yeah, I would, of course, I think people inherently want to recycle. It's just, if it's easy, they'll do it. And sometimes it's not so easy. Mm-hmm. They have to work at it. They have to find the right. And I talked to some of my friends who live in brand new condos, and they say it's easy in our condominium because it's right there. It's right in the basement parking lot. So it's easy for us to do it.
And I guess that's the thing, right? You know, all organizations probably need to think about that, you know, having recycling centers at their office, for example, or, you know, initiating one in the building or things like that.
Exactly. Yeah. Right. Just put an extra bin there for recycling. And I think at least the person we work with that recycles likes everything separated. But I think at least in Europe and the United States, a lot of those, you can throw everything in one bin and the mechanics that they use to separate all that does it for you. I'm not sure that the recycling centers in Malaysia are at that point yet, though.
Okay. All right. But I guess, you know, like we said, the first step maybe is just to reduce, you know, reduce using straws, you know, don't use straws, don't use plastic as much as we currently are and those sorts of things, right? Baby steps.
Baby steps. Exactly.
All right. Thank you so much, Amy. So for more information on Trash Hero Kuala Lumpur, you can follow them on Facebook at Trash Hero Kuala Lumpur. And if you'd like more information on the global movement, you can head to trashhero.org. If you miss any part of this interview or any previous Earth Matters interviews, you can download the podcasts on our BFM app, which is available on Google Play and the App Store. Thank you so much, Amy, once again for joining me today.
Thank you for having me.
I've been speaking to Amy Popovich from Trash Hero Kuala Lumpur. She's the founder of Trash Hero Kuala Lumpur. And this has been Earth Matters on the Bigger Picture, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.